Welcome to Journal Club for December 8th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Dix. I'm sure that some of you listening to this are C++ developers, but most of you probably are not. The paper we're talking about today on its face might seem like it's only relevant for C++, but I'd encourage you to give it a chance. Because while we will be walking through the nuts and bolts of a CPP library, the concepts we're going to learn about are much more general. At its core, this paper is less about implementing any particular functionality and more about introducing a new way to think about and handle the complexity of matrices. So let's start there. Let's talk about matrices. I'm sure you remember them from grade school, but let's recap for a second. A matrix is a rectangular array of numbers arranged in rows and columns. There are a lot of different types, and they're often categorized or defined by their dimensions, their element types, that's real, integer, complex, and their internal organization. You probably remember dealing with things like square matrices, diagonal matrices, identity matrices, and symmetric matrices. These are all very common. Structurally, matrices support several key operations, such as addition, scalar multiplication, matrix multiplication, transposition, inversion, and decomposition. These operations form the backbone of linear algebra, and, important for us today, are heavily leveraged in machine learning. In ML, matrices are vital because they naturally encode data, models, and computations in a compact and efficient manner. You might have previously heard that ML runs on vectors, and that's largely true, but matrices are just as important and often work in conjunction with vectors. Vectors represent individual data points or model parameters, while matrices enable large-scale data processing by grouping vectors together. So it's really both of those concepts together that form the numerical underpinning of ML. Matrices support a wide range of tasks that ML pipelines rely on, notably data representation, model parameterization, and numerical computation. In addition to the matrix types and categories I mentioned above, matrices can also be classified, particularly within the ML space, as either dense or sparse. These aren't structural labels like square or diagonal. These names mean something special. In a dense matrix, most of the elements have meaningful, usually non-zero, values. In ML, dense matrices are widely used in tasks where the data is naturally continuous or fully populated, such as in image processing, where every pixel has a value, or in fully connected neural networks, where all weights are involved in calculations. Dense matrices are popular because they're simple to store and manipulate using common linear algebra libraries like NumPy, TensorFlow, PyTorch, etc. Their straightforward structure allows for efficient implementation of algorithms using highly optimized hardware acceleration libraries like QBLAS on GPUs. But despite their simplicity, dense matrices become computationally expensive and memory intensive when dealing with very large datasets, which motivates the use of efficient representations when data sparsity is present. And that brings us to the next type, a sparse matrix. A sparse matrix is a matrix in which most elements are zero or otherwise negligible. In ML, sparse matrices are common in applications like NLP, for example, term document matrices, and recommendation systems, for example, user item ratings matrices, where only a small fraction of possible entries have meaningful values. Sparse matrices are also used in graph-based models, where edges between nodes are relatively few compared to the total number of possible connections. Libraries like SciPy and TensorFlow support sparse matrix representations to enable efficient storage and computation. While sparse matrices are less popular than dense matrices in general-purpose ML tasks, they are indispensable in specialized domains where data sparsity is a defining characteristic. Storing sparse matrices efficiently poses significant challenges. If stored like a dense matrix, a sparse matrix wastes enormous amounts of memory, holding zeros or irrelevant values, leading to inefficient memory usage and slower computations. Specialized storage formats like CSR, compressed sparse row, CSC, compressed sparse column, and COO, coordinate, address this by storing only non-zero elements in their indices. However, each format is optimized for specific operations, meaning switching between formats can be costly and complex. Additionally, format-specific implementations often require custom algorithms, increasing development effort and complicating maintenance. The difficulty in managing sparse matrices lies in the inherent tension between performance optimization and software maintenance. Sparse matrices operations depend heavily on the specific storage format used. Consider SPMV, sparse matrix vector multiplication, a foundational operation in numerical simulations. The performance of SPMV can vary by an order of magnitude depending on the chosen format and the underlying hardware. However, integrating multiple formats into a single code base traditionally required complex code duplication, backend specific implementations, and significant developer expertise. For example, a developer targeting both CPUs and NVIDIA GPUs might need to implement SPMV differently for CSR and COO formats. This creates two issues. Code complexity, since supporting multiple formats multiplies the implementation and testing workload, and maintenance burden, as updates to the algorithm must be mirrored across all format-specific implementations. Worse still, developers frequently lock themselves into a single format, potentially leaving significant performance gains untapped. This lack of flexibility has been a persistent barrier in high-performance computing. And that's where today's paper comes in. In it, the authors introduce Morpheus. Morpheus is a C++ library that addresses these challenges by introducing a unified, dynamic abstraction for managing sparse matrices. Its core innovation is enabling runtime format switching, allowing applications to adapt their matrix storage dynamically based on computation needs and hardware characteristics. The library supports multiple backends, including CPUs, multi-threaded environments like OpenMP, and GPUs like CUDA and HIP. This performance portability is powered by an underlying system built on COCOS, a widely used HPC library for multi-platform programming. The key concept in Morpheus is the dynamic matrix container, a generic data structure that can hold any supported sparse matrix format. Developers can manipulate this container without concerning themselves with its internal format. When needed, the matrix format can be switched at runtime, allowing algorithms like SPMV to use the most efficient representation based on the current hardware and matrix structure. Here's how it works. Morpheus is a header-only C++17 template library, designed with a clear separation between data structures, containers, and algorithms. This separation ensures modularity and ease of extension. The architecture is organized into two layers, the compile time layer and the runtime layer. The compile time layer deals with sparse matrix formats at compile time, enabling the compiler to optimize code with zero runtime overhead. While the runtime layer enables dynamic behavior such as switching formats on the fly. By deferring costly computations to compile time, Morpheus minimizes the runtime impact of format switching. The key components of the library are containers, algorithms, and backends. The core container in Morpheus is the dynamic matrix, as I mentioned, which supports formats like CSR, COO, and DIA. It acts as a type-safe union, holding one format at a time but allowing easy switching. Algorithms in Morpheus are defined as free functions. Operations like SPMV, matrix loading, and copying are abstracted away from the specific storage format, simplifying the interface. The library supports multiple backends, ensuring portability across hardware. Backend-specific implementations are supported for optimal performance, while generic backend ensures compatibility with future hardware. Morpheus supports shallow copies, deep copies, and format conversions. Shallow copies avoid unnecessary memory transfers, while deep copies ensure data integrity. The authors tested Morpheus using various sparse matrices from the Sweet Sparse collection, each exhibiting different sparsity patterns. They evaluated performance on CPU and GPU backends, comparing execution times for SPMV across supported formats. Experiments were run on the Cirrus supercomputer, leveraging Intel Xeon processors and NVIDIA Tesla GPUs. The test confirmed the significant performance advantages of dynamic format switching. Depending on the matrix and hardware, switching to an optimal format improved performance by up to 7x on GPUs and 2.5x on CPUs. The results highlighted how a single static format could degrade performance drastically if misaligned with the hardware or matrix structure. These findings validate Morpheus's design as a flexible and performance portable library. Why should any of this matter to you, and what can you take away from it? Well, at its core, this paper isn't just about C++ and isn't even just about managing matrices. It's about managing complexity. As technology evolves, hardware diversity grows, and applications become more demanding, flexibility and adaptability become critical in computing. Morpheus exemplifies how thoughtful abstraction and dynamic optimization can solve deeply technical problems while simplifying development. The broader lesson here is that the right abstractions can bridge the gap between performance and productivity, enabling scalable, future-proof solutions. This perspective extends far beyond sparse matrices. It highlights the importance of designing systems that adapt, evolve, and optimize themselves in changing environments, whether in high-performance computing or just real-world problem-solving. Understanding these principles helps us build more resilient, efficient, and sustainable technologies. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.